Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mamre by Ram Goldar and here Masechus Chulin Daf Pay Off, the fifth parak Osov Es Bano. The Zikhu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Dafi Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, Rav Hamnuna said that Osov Es Bano does not apply to Kachim according to Rabbi Shimon because Shechita of Kachim is always Shechita Shein Ruya, since it requires Zrika afterwards, like Rabbi Shai said in the previous Daf. However, Rava proves from a brisa that it is considered shechita ruya once zrika is actually performed, and amends Rav Hamnuna's statement to be that one never receives malchus for violating Osov Es Bano of Kachim. Rashi explains that since the second carbon is prohibited to be shechted that day because of Osov Es Bano, its shechita is invalid as a mechuser zman. Similarly, Rava says that one who shechts a chulin animal and then its shlamim offspring is exempt since the second shechita was invalid. However, if he shechted the shlamim first and performs zrika, he's liable for later shechting the chulin animal. Rava says if one sacrifices an ola and then its chulin mother, he's not liable because the ola shechita is not shechita basachila, a shechita fit for consumption, since it's completely burned on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that achila's mizbeach shma achila. The mizbeach's consumption is called consumption. Point number two, the next mission states that if one shechs an animal which is later found to be a trefa, or shechs for idolatry, or for paraduma, or shor niskal, an ox condemned to be stoned, or an egel arufa, and then shechs its parent or offspring that day, Rabbi Shimon exempts him from malchus for Osov Es Bano because he holds shechita she'en ruya lo shma shechita. Shechita which is not fit, meaning does not permit the animal to be eaten, is not considered shechita. The Chachamim say he's chai because they hold shechita she'en ruya is considered shechita. If one shechts improperly and it became a nevela, or tears out the simanim, all agree he would not be chai for Osov Es Bano, since the shechita was not legitimate. The Gemara later objects that Rabbi Shimon himself holds that a paraduma is not a case of shechita she'en ruya, because Rabbi Shimon says the meat of a paraduma is subject to food tumah, since it had a shasa kosher, a moment of fitness to be eaten, because Rabbi Shimon holds a paraduma can be redeemed and eaten after shechita. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said that paraduma should be removed from the Mishnah's text. And point number three, Reish Lakish says that if one shechted one animal for consumption and its parent or offspring for idolatry, he's exempt from malchus for Osov Es Bano, the kamalei but the rabbimine, because he's chai for the greater punishment, meaning stoning for idolatry. Reish Lakish said one would incur malchus where they warned him that shechting the animal would violate Osov Es Bano, but did not warn him about the Avodah Zorah violation. Since he's not executed for the Avodah Zorah, he does receive malchus. Reish Lakish disagrees, Kevin Dechi Asrube, Pater, since had they warned him about the idolatry, he would be exempt from malchus. Ki Asrube, Nami Pater, he's also exempt when they did not warn him about the idolatry. Rav Dimi quoted them arguing about this question elsewhere. Chayve Miso Shogigin, violations which incurred the death penalty but were performed inadvertently. The Chayve Malchus Shogigin, or violations which incur malchus but were performed inadvertently, Vedavar Acher, and simultaneously incurred a lesser liability, for example, malchus in the first case or a monetary obligation in the second case, Rav Yochanan says he's chayve to the lesser obligation and Reish Lakish exempts him. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Hamnuna said that Osov Es Bano does not apply to Kachim according to Rabbi Shimon because Shechita of Kachim is always Shechita Shein Ruya since it requires Zrika afterwards, like Rabbi Yoshai said in the previous Daf. However, Rava proves from a brisa that it is considered Shechita Ruya once Zrika is actually performed and amends Rav Hamnuna's statement to be that one never receives malchus for violating Osov Es Bano of Kachim. Rashi explains that since the second carbon is prohibited to be shechted that day because of Osov Es Bano, its shechita is invalid as a mechuser zman. Similarly, Rava says that one who shechts a chulin animal and then its shlamim offspring is exempt since the second shechita was invalid. However, if he shechted the shlamim first and performs zrika, he's liable for later shechting the chulin animal. Rava says if one sacrifices an ola and then its chulin mother, he's not liable because the ola shechita is not shechita basachila, a shechita fit for consumption, since it's completely burned on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that achila's mizbeach shma achila. The mizbeach's consumption is called consumption. Point number two, the next mission states that if one shechs an animal which is later found to be a trefa, or shechs for idolatry, or for paraduma, or shor niskal, an ox condemned to be stoned, or an egel arufa, and then shechs its parent or offspring that day, Rabbi Shimon exempts him from malchus for Osov Es Bano because he holds shechita she'en ruya lo shma shechita. Shechita which is not fit, meaning does not permit the animal to be eaten, is not considered shechita. The Chachamim say he's chai because they hold shechita she'en ruya is considered shechita. If one shechts improperly and it became a nevela, or tears out the simanim, all agree he would not be chai for Osov Es Bano, since the shechita was not legitimate. The Gemara later objects that Rabbi Shimon himself holds that a parduma is not a case of shechita she'ein ruya, because Rabbi Shimon says the meat of a parduma is subject to food tuma, since it had a shasa kosher, a moment of fitness to be eaten, because Rabbi Shimon holds a parduma can be redeemed and eaten after shechita. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said that parduma should be removed from the Mishnah's text. And point number three, Reish Lakish says that if one shechted one animal for consumption and its parent or offspring for idolatry, he's exempt from malchus for osovas no, the kamalei but the rabbimine, because he's chai for the greater punishment, meaning stoning for idolatry. Reish Lakish said one would incur malchus where they warned him that shechting the animal would violate osovas no, but did not warn him about the avodah zorah violation. Since he's not executed for the avodah zorah, he does receive malchus. Reish Lakish disagrees. Kevin dechi asrube pater, since had they warned him about the idolatry, he would be exempt from malchus. Ki lo asrube nami pater, he's also exempt when they did not warn him about the idolatry. Rav Dimi quoted them arguing about this question elsewhere. Chayve miso shogigin, violations which incurred the death penalty but were performed inadvertently. The chayve malchus shogigin, or violations which incur malchus but were performed inadvertently, v'davar acher, and simultaneously incurred a lesser liability, for example, malchus in the first case or a monetary obligation in the second case, Rav Yochanan says he's chayve to the lesser obligation and Reish Lakish exempts him. Alright, so now we go to our siman daf payoff, and our standard siman is a grandpa. A grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, osov es beno, and the shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a shor niskal, which is a shechita she'en ruya. When they heard yelling from outside where a man was warning a shochet not to shecht osov es beno, to no avail, since he was shechting it for avodah zorah, and chayvi misa shoygiging, don't get malchus. So once again, slow motion. The grandpa cow's grandpa, that must be run duff. Pay olive. The grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, osov es beno, and the shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which reminds us, Rava says that if one sacrifices an ola and then it's chulin's mother, he's not chai because an ola shechita is not shechita basachila, a shechita fit for consumption since it's completely burned on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, achila's mizbeach shma achila, the mizbeach's consumption is called consumption. So the grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, osov es beno, and the shochim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a shor niskal, which is a shechita she'ein ruya, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one shechs an animal which is later found to be a trefa, or shechs for avodah zorah, or parduma, or shor niskal, or negla rufa, and then shechs its parent or offspring that day, Rabbi Shimon exempts him from malchus for osov es beno because he holds shechita she'ein ruya lo shma shechita. Shechita, which is not fit, meaning does not permit the animal to be eaten, is not considered shechita. The Chachamim say he's chai because they hold shechita she'en ruya is considered shechita. So the grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, osov es beno, and the shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a shor niskal, which is a shechita she'en ruya. When they heard yelling from outside where a man was warning a shochet not to shecht osov es beno to no avail, since he was shechting it for avodah zorah, and chayvim misa shogiging, don't get malchus, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that if one shechted one animal for consumption and its parent or offspring for avodah zorah, he's pater from malchus for osov es beno, the kamalei but the rabbimine, because he's chai for the greater punishment, meaning stoning for idolatry. Rabbi Yochanan said that one would incur malchus where they warned him that shechting the animal would violate osov es beno, but didn't warn him about the idolatry violation. Since he's not executed for the idolatry, he does receive malchus. Reish Lakish disagrees, given the kiyasubei pater, since had they warned him about the idolatry, he would be pater from malchus. He's also pater when they didn't warn him about the idolatry. So once again, the grandpa cows were reminiscing sadly about the day their offspring were shechted, osov es beno, and the shochtim didn't even receive malchus because one grandkid was an ola, which is not eaten, and the other wayward grandkid was a shor niskal, which is a shechita she'en ruya. When they heard yelling from outside where a man was warning a shochet not to shecht osov es beno to no avail, since he was shechting it for avodah zorah, and chayvim misa shogiging, don't get malchus. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf ein zayin. So the siman daf ein zayin is an aze, a goat, and we use a purple goat for the siman. So here goes. The man who shechted the purple goat, that must be more on daf ein zayin, aze. The man who shacked the purple goat and found a shilly inside and intended to eat it because he wasn't squeamish, which reminds us, the next mission states that if one shucks an animal and finds a shilya, an amniotic sac inside, nefesh yafetol chalena, one who's not squeamish may eat it because it's permitted with the animal shchita. The shilya does not become tummy with tumas ochem because the shilya is not classified as food. It also doesn't become tummy as an avail if the animal died without shchita because it's not considered flesh. However, if one intended to eat it, it is tummy with food tuma if it touched something tummy, but it's still not tummy as nevela, since it's not basar. So the man who shechted the purple goat and found a shilya inside, and intended to eat it because he wasn't squeamish, waited as his friend checked out a shilya that partially stuck out of the womb of another purple goat, to see if it was attached to the fetus inside so he could eat it too, after the goat was shechted, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the shilya partially emerged from the womb, the entire shilya is prohibited. This unqualified ruling would imply that even if a fetus is found inside the womb and its head never emerged, the shilya is still prohibited because we're concerned about a possible second fetus. Melazer says, Loshan le'al she'ena kashura bovlad. They only taught this where the shilya is not attached to the fetus. But if the shilya is attached to the fetus inside, we're not concerned for another fetus, and the shilya is permitted through the shchita. But Yochanan says the Mishnah's ruling only applies if there was no fetus found at all. But if there was, then even if it was not attached to the shilya, we're not concerned for a second fetus. So the man who shechted the purple goat and found the shilya inside and intended to eat it because he wasn't squeamish, waited as his friend checked a shilya that partially stuck out of the womb of another purple goat to see if it was attached to the fetus inside so he could eat it too after the goat was shechted, while the animal was under a tree painted red with hanging rocks, which reminds us, Abai and Rava say, Kol davar sheish bo refua ein bo mishum darkei emori. Any practice which has healing value is not forbidden as the ways of the emori, even if they also have such a practice. If it doesn't have a healing value, it's forbidden as darkei emori. The Gemara adds that a brisa permits one whose tree sheds its fruit prematurely to die with red paint and place rocks on its branches. Although burdening it with rocks may be to reduce the tree's strength, there's no therapeutic value in dyeing it red. The Gemara says that the dye is so that people will see it and pray for mercy on its behalf. Daf Ein Ches. So the Siman Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ach. So here goes. The boys who said, ach, 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 that must be around Daf Ein Ches, ach. The boys who said ach, ach, ach at chulin and kachim combinations being shechted osov es beno, which reminds us the fifth parak discusses the prohibition of osov es beno shechting an animal and one of its offspring on the same day. The Mishnah states osov es beno noheg ben ba'aretz ben mechutz la'aretz. The prohibition of osov es beno applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, bifnei habayis v'shelo bifnei habayis, both when the mikdash exists and when it doesn't exist, b'chulin v'mukdashim, and to both unconsecrated animals and consecrated animals. The Mishnah analyzes 12 different combinations of chulin and kachim cases. So the boys who said ach, ach, ach at chulin and kachim combinations being shechted osov es beno, and made sure to say ach again even louder by an animal that was kalim, which is not valid for a carbon, which reminds us osov es beno applies to kalim even though kalim is not valid as a carbon. So the boys who said ach, ach, ach at chulin and kachim combinations being shechted osov es beno, and made sure to say ach again even louder by an animal that was kalim, which is not valid for a carbon, stopped themselves when the shochet got to the father, because osov es beno only applies to the mother, which reminds us, in a braisa, the Tanna Kamma says, osov es beno noheg b'nekevos. The prohibition of osov es beno applies to females and their offspring, v'eino noheg b'zacharim, but does not apply to males and their offspring, meaning it's permitted to shech the father and its offspring on the same day. Chananya says it applies to both males and females. Daf Ein Tes, so the Siman Daf Ein Tes. Daf Ein Tes, so the Siman Daf Ein Tes is a sofer because 8 is a pen or a quill. So here goes. The sofer, that must be on Daf Ein Tes, 8, quill, pen. The sofer who was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach because choshishin lezera, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda says, noladim min hasus, mules which are born from a female horse, although the father is a donkey and they're crossbreeds, may be mated with each other. However, a mule born to a female donkey is forbidden to a mule born to a female horse because they're different species. Shmuel says, this is only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion who holds ein choshishin lezera of. We're not necessarily concerned with the father's seed. But the Chachamim say, Kol minei predos achas hein. All types of mules are one species and permitted to each other. So the sofer was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach, because choshishim lezera'av shechted his koi, which was part set, and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, which reminds us in a braisa, the Tanakhama says that osov espino applies to a koi, which is a crossbreed of a goat and deer, but Rebbe Eliezer says it does not. On this stuff, Rav Chisda ultimately explains that the malchokas pertains to a female koi born from a male goat and female deer, and one shechted that koi and its own offspring. The Rabbanan hold choshishin lezera of, so the koi is considered part se, and se vafil mitza se. The term se and the prohibition of osov espino includes even a part se, such as this koi. Melezer holds ein choshishin lezera of, so this koi is fully considered a deer. So the sofer who was busy writing up a yichus note for each of his mules to determine with whom they may be mashadach, because choshishin lezera of, shechted his koi, which was part se, and could not shecht the koi's kid on the same day, and gave the kohen half the zroa chaim and keva from his koi, from a male deer and female goat, which reminds us, according to the Rabban, who are uncertain if we are choshishin lezera av, it's unknown if a koi is fully a goat and completely liable for matanos, or a half deer and only half is liable in matanos. Since this is a monetary question, the burden of proof is on the kohen, and the owner is only required to give him half the matanos, and this is what the Rabban mean when they say that the koi is liable. Melezer holds differently. Daf Pei. So the Siman Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter. That must mean we're on Daf Pei. The painter who is working on different portraits of a koi, which reminds us, in a braisa, four opinions are cited as to the identity of a koi. The Tanakhama says it's a El Habar, the species known as the wild ram. Some say it's Haba min Atayushim Netzviya, the offspring which comes from a goat and a deer. Two more opinions are cited. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says Shchita Shein Aruya to be displayed by Kachim, which reminds us, Rabbi Shai says Shchita of Kachim is always considered Shchita Shein Aruya. The Mishnah taught that if an animal and its offspring are both Kachim, and one shechted both inside the Mikdash, the first is valid, and the second incurs malchus for osov espino and is invalid since it could not yet be sacrificed. But according to Rabbi Shimon, shechting kachim is always a shechita shein ruyahi, because as long as he didn't do zrikas adam, the meat is not permitted in consumption. Thus, the second shechita would not incur malchus and would be valid. So the painter who is working on different portraits of a koi told his assistant to paint a large sign that says shechita shein ruya to be displayed by kachim. After the order for the sign for Mechusar's Man that was intended for animals whose mothers had been shechted that day got canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why our Mishnah doesn't mention that one who shechts an animal and its offspring of Kachim in the Mikdash also should receive malchus for sacrificing Mechusar's Man, a premature carbon, since the carbon could not be offered until the next day. The Gemara first answers that although he actually does incur malchus for Mechusar's Man, our Mishnah is not listing lavei nuchrai, peripheral transgressions. Alternatively, Rabbi Zera answers that one does not receive malchus for shechting a Mechusar's Man because hakasav niknukul ase, the pasuk remedied it with a positive commandment. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we have a question? If a shechita of a trefa mother precludes its fetus from being permitted with its own shechita, that's on daf. Ein hey. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to discuss what the din is if the bone of an animal was fractured by yatzel achutz and broke out through the skin? That's on daf. Ein vav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff to discuss what the din is if the shilya partially emerged from the womb and if there's a concern for a second fetus? That's on daf. Ein zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that if one shechts an animal and finds a sholya, one who is not squeamish may eat it because it's permitted with the animal shechita? That's on daf. Ein zayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Shai says shechita of kachim is always considered shechita she'en ruya? That's on daf. Pei. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have in Malchokas if shechita she'en ruya shma shechita, such as in a case of osov espino where one of the animals is a shor and niskal? That's on daf. Pay off. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn? Kol davar sheyesh bo refua, ein bo mishum darkei muri, and we learn why a certain tree was dyed red with hanging rocks. That's on daf. Ein zayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn? Because if osov espino also applies to males and their offspring, that's on daf. Ein ches. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we milk is whether one is completely liable to give the Zeruah Chaim and Kev of a koi to a kohen, or he only has to give half of the matanos? That's on daf. Ein tes. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we know that osov espino applies to kolaim, even though kolaim is not valid as a carbon? That's on daf. Ein Ches. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.